5, James chapter 5. You know, I was reminded as I was looking today. Today is Healing Sunday, and we're going to pray for healing. And her ankle's going to get healed before she gets here today, too. And we're, you know, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1:20 that all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God by us. Amen. So everything that we do is for his glory and for his honor. Amen. So our text today is found in James chapter 5. And we'll begin to read with verse number 13. It says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you've committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Today I want to focus your attention on verse number 15. And the word of God says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The title of this morning's message is The Echo of Faith. To echo is to reverberate or to resound or to come back, the return. So as we speak things forth, they're gonna come back. I believe that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 21, 22, he says, when you pray, believing, amen, you shall receive what you ask for. Amen. So today, as we stand in agreement together as the body of Christ. When I was looking at this, I was over in the park, and I run for exercise, and I was running in the park, and I heard a heavenly choir of angels singing. And this voice I sang, it sounded like yodeling. It sounded like a yodel. But the words were, Oh, the God who. I keep hearing that over and over. The God who heals, answers, and pardons. You know, HAP means an occurrence or something that takes place. So we believe as the word goes forth, it's going to take place. It's going to occur. Amen? Because he's not a man that he should lie. Every word that he said will come to pass. Amen. And it's already coming to pass before our very eyes. So let's make a declaration in the house today, and let's come into a mind of agreement. Repeat after me. He says, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray that the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Lord, I say and I proclaim today, Lord, have your way in this house. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you minister to every heart and every life. Father God, and may there not be one that leaves here in the same fashion that they came. Because your word says that you take us from glory to glory. So, Father, we're going to stand back and just let you have your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, the prayer of faith, the echo of faith. Faith, it comes from the Greek word pistis. It means trust, reliance. You know, we're gonna pray the prayer of faith. He says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Shall save the sick. That word save comes from the Greek word sozo. It means whole, wholeness, body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's complete. Amen? So the first thing that the Lord wants to do, for us to understand that, the prayer of faith will save, make whole the sick. Sick and physically sick, spiritually sick. You may be emotionally sick. He is the healer that's here to heal. Amen? So first off, let's see that he says that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, a God who heals. Amen? So let's look with me in Jeremiah chapter 33. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, as we search through the scriptures and we hold on to God's word, amen? Jeremiah's prophesying in Jeremiah 33 of the righteous branch that's coming, and the righteous branch is Jesus Christ. So in Jeremiah 33 verse 6, he says, Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. God not only heals, but God cures. You know, sometimes, we don't recognize it, but the wages of sin is death. Sometimes sin has brought sickness and disease into our body. But sin has been defeated and broken by Christ Jesus. Amen? So sometimes people are carrying generational curses, and the generational curse has been broken too. The curse of sin has been broken by Christ Jesus. Amen? And when he's talking about this, he's talking about in two lights here. He said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The sin that was committed that brought the sickness, but the prayer of faith shall also save the sick, which is spiritually. So we're looking at physically and spiritually. For by grace we are saved by faith. That not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. Amen? God just doesn't want us to be physically whole. He wants us to be completely whole. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm as free as a bird. Amen? Because the Son has made me free. Amen? Because of His righteousness, not mine. Amen? So He's going to bring health and a cure. Amen? I think sometimes when God heals and he cures, he gives you instructions. Sometimes we sickness comes back on us because we fail to follow instructions. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm one of those persons that would put something together and then I would always have parts left over because I didn't need the instructions. Hello? And so many times in life, we think that we could do this without the instructions. But the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen? This is our instruction book. Every word in here has a purpose. God isn't just speaking for the sake of speaking. Amen? God says what he means, and he means what he says. Hallelujah? But he says not only will he heal us physically, but he also speaks about spiritual healing. Amen? on spiritual healing in 3 John, in 3 John verse number 2, the beloved writes, he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prospereth and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." Amen. So as our soul's prospering, our body will prosper also. Amen. How many know that God will guide us and lead us by the Spirit of God? Amen. Amen. He didn't give us the teacher, the helper, the advocate for no reason. He helps us to walk in victory. Amen. Amen. He helps us to walk a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Amen. In other words, we're not looking to accomplish these things. We're operating out of the PS. Thank you, Jesus. You know, in other words, when I get this inside of my heart and my mind, I can operate and flow in the fullness and the goodness of God. See, not only does he want to heal us in the physical nature, not only does he want to heal us in the spiritual nature, but he also wants to heal our emotions, our feelings. How many know that we get our feelings get hurt? Is anybody there? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Then verse number 15 says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities or the feeling of our weaknesses, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need." Amen? Amen? In other words, God's saying to us today, the prayer of faith will save the sick. You save the sick physically, will save the sick spiritually, and will save the sick emotionally. Amen? Amen? When Jesus says he was touched with the feeling, with our emotion, that's an emotional feeling of our infirmities, he wants you to understand that he understands what you're going through. In other words, people may not understand. People may not understand. They might just say, just get over it. But you're not in a place to just get over it. But God wants you to understand that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And you'll never get over it in your own strength. It's when he is beside you and with you that he'll help you, he will carry you, he will see you through. I want you to understand that your feelings matter to the Lord. He says he's touched with it. When you hurt, he hurts. You hear me? When you're going through something, he's going through it with you. He's feeling it with you. He created you in his image. He gave us emotions and feelings for a purpose and for a reason. Men aren't like women. That's why we need women. That's why God said it's not good for a man to be alone. He gave us someone to help us get in touch with our feelings and with our emotions. And so many times But God says, hey, just as he is touched with our feelings, as men, we need to be touched with the feelings of our mates and of our families. Amen. I had no plan going here. The Holy Spirit's going here. The Holy Spirit's going here because there's so much hurt and there's pain. And in this hurt and pain, the lie of the adversary has been saying just to bury it, but God wants to heal it. See, you just can't bury it. You just can't hide it. You just can't deny it. You got to recognize that it's there. And as God, you recognize there, he's touched with it, and he'll enter it, and he'll bring healing. God wants you to know that he loves you so much. That he loves you so much and that he has plans for you. And everything that the adversary has come and brought to bring evil against you, God's just going to turn some things around. And as God starts turning things around, things will begin to change. Things will begin to not look like they used to. Because healing starts here. Healing starts from your core and from the inside, and it is manifested on the outside. God is here dealing with hearts and lives. But he says today, nothing wasted. Nothing wasted, because I'm going to take everything and I'm going to use it. Amen? I'm going to use it for my glory, says the Lord. Amen? I'm going to be magnified through it. And watch and see. Watch and see as that thing gets lifted, how things start to begin to change. Those things that you have no control over, that you carried for so long, the healer is here for one purpose and one reason: to heal physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Amen? He says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and he shall raise him up. In other words, God, when you call on him, he does answer you. Amen? So turn with me to Psalms 91. You know, in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know if not. Amen. But the psalmist writes in Psalms 91, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God's going to do something in your heart and your life today, your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit. You know why? Because he's God. Hallelujah. And he loves you so much. Amen. Psalms 91, verse number 15 says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He says, with long life will I satisfy him. Amen. I believe our life is 120 years. Amen. I'm the seed of Abraham, and the seed of Abraham, I have 120 years. Some says 70. And that's 70. And that's not even long life. That's short life. I'm living long life. Long and healthy. Amen. Okay. So turn with me to Isaiah 58. We're talking about a God who heals and a God who answers. In Isaiah 58, verse number 9, the word of God says, Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the pointing forth of thy finger and speaking vanity. Amen. Stop pointing at other people. Let the Lord work on you. You know, and this pointing of finger, the Romans used to use their middle finger. I wonder what this world does with it. Amen. It was a sign of contempt. In the Romans, with the Romans. But what God is saying here is, hey, he said here that he's going to answer us. We take a message of the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. In other words, let's not make ourselves bigger than our God. Let's not make the situation bigger than God. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above whatsoever things we ask of or even expect. Amen? He's bigger than our thoughts. He says, the thoughts that I think towards you are thoughts for good and not for evil. Thoughts to give you hope. Thoughts to give you an expected end. Amen? I believe the body of Christ is to be healthy and whole. Amen? I don't know how we're going to minister to the sick being sick. I don't know how we're going to minister to the poor being poor. I don't know how we're going to minister to the brokenhearted carrying a broken heart. Amen. I don't know how we're going to minister to the prisoners as being in prison. Amen. He called us to come out. We were, but we are no longer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm favored of God. My health is blessed. My wealth is blessed. My children are blessed. My family's blessed because I walk in the blessings of God. Amen. We walk in the favor of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Get this beat up mentality out of your head. Amen. Get that spirit of religion out of your head. Oh, we're supposed to be poor, broke, sick, because God loves us. Come on. Wake up. Hallelujah. My Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He didn't say out of some or one, but he said, hey, we're going to go through some things, but guess what? I'm not going through it alone. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, it was complete, I'm just operating out of his finished work. He said that the deal's done. Amen? So if the deal's done, somewhere along the line, I have to have revelation and understanding, the echo of faith. Faith, right, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please God, for they that come to God must believe he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And we're believing that God's going to answer and do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Amen. So when we're coming up to be prayed for in a little bit, we got to come up with the echo of faith. We got to come up believing that God's going to do what he said. Amen. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Jesus said this in John 15:7. He said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Amen. God's here speaking life in the abundance thereof. Hallelujah. So he said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. Then he says, if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. In other words, this is twofold. When our salvation, the Bible says he removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. When you come and you have a sickness in your body that was a result of sin, he's going to pardon that sin. Now, remember this. I'm going to use this light. In Romans 3, the Word of God says, shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. In other words, the sin that caused your sickness and your disease, God will give you wisdom to not do it. A lot of times we bring the sickness and disease on our own. My dad was a mighty man of God. But when my dad was told by the doctor he had high blood pressure and he couldn't use salt, he had a desire for salt more than he ever had before. All of a sudden, he would cover his food with more salt than he ever did before. You know, in other words, God says, hey, he gives us wisdom. He gives us guidance and he gives us direction. You know, God wants to heal you, but when he shows you what you do, be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. He'll guide you and direct you. You know, God just doesn't want to heal you. He wants to keep you whole. Amen. Amen. Does anybody besides me believe he's a healer? All right. Hallelujah. We're in the right room. All right. So for 30, he also pardons. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43. Verse 25. I like this scripture where it says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Hallelujah. When you ask Jesus to forgive you, they're blotted out. They're covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. When the devil tries to come in and remind you of your past, remember that old Carmen thing, remind him of his future. Amen? Amen? That's why the John the Beloved said in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? So this healing and answers and pardons. Turn with me to Isaiah, and we'll close with this. And Isaiah, I know, Proverbs 28, excuse me. Proverbs 28. Verse number 13. The word of God says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. You know what the Lord is saying to us through this word? See, it's an echo of faith. There's a resound. There's a reverberation. There's a return. We talked about faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He is saying the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise us up. And if we have sinned, our sins shall be forgiven. In other words, he's here to heal, answer, and to pardon. Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here today. We thank you, Father God, that you said at the cross of Calvary that it was finished, it was complete, that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are, and according to 1 Peter 2, were healed, Father God. So in the closing moments of this service today, if you're here today and you need healing in your body, your mind,